Evening, this is N5AOW, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net. My name is Bob. The net is held every evening at 9 p.m. on the Boonville Amateur Radio Club repeater at 146.655 MHz. The repeater is located 2.5 miles southwest of Boonville on Jackson Hill. This is an informal net and all interested parties are welcome to check in, with or without traffic. Emergency traffic has priority at all times and can break in at any time. Is there any emergency traffic? Boonville Amateur Radio Club's next monthly meeting is on May 20th at 7 p.m. at the Dodge Pratt Northam Center, 106 Schuyler Street. Everyone is welcome to attend and the amateur radio license is not required to become a member. If you're interested in becoming a net controller, please contact the club member and we can set that up for you. Should a net controller not start the net at 9 p.m. and still has not done so after a couple of minutes, please feel free to conduct the net yourself. You'll find the net preamble on our website at www.boonvilleark.com. Pardon me. Okay. Are there any portables, battery powered, or mobile stations wishing to check in? This is N5AOW, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net. I'll now take calls from regular members and guests. Anyone wishing to check in, please come now. This is N5AOW, Net Control, looking for check-in.
KA2ZNZ.
KA2ZNZ. Good evening, Jack.
Yeah, good evening, Bob. I've been around, been away for a few days. Nothing I wanted to do, but, had to be done, hospital type routine. But, we're back home, and now I'm back on the air again, as usual. So, pretty warm today. I'll start complaining about the heat shortly, because I don't like a lot of heat. Nice talking with you, Bob, and I'll catch you later. 7-3s, KA2-0-Z.
Okay, Jack, real fine. Glad to have you back. Hope everything went well. All right. Well, this is, pardon me, N5AOW, looking for more check-ins.
KD2AIT, good evening.
Good evening, Jeff. KD2AIT.
Oh, good evening. We're just here wrapping up here the stuff for the night and gonna head off to bed. It's been a long day, but a nice day. We did pruned out some bushes here, some honeysuckle bushes we planted last year in a row, and they got nice and rooted up. So we went down there and pruned them pretty heavy today. Hopefully, with a little bit of rain here, as I'm sure we're gonna get at some point, they should sprout right back. And also got the compost piles in the garden spread out. I'm going to fill that under tomorrow. So it's really starting to feel like it. And I see here in the forecast we're getting up into even in the 80s here next week. So lows in the 60s for at night. So I can we'll have leaves here. If that's the case, we'll have leaves here sometime in the middle of the week. So, anyway, that's about all I got to report. So back to you, Bill. This is KD2AIT.
Very good, Jeff. Yeah, it sounds like you were pretty much doing the same thing I was today. I was trimming a lot of dead stuff and whatever else around, bushes and things, and trying to clean it up a bit. And my wife is getting ready to plant some things in a small garden, so we were working on getting the soil together and cultivated for that a little bit. doing everything by hand, but it was a gorgeous day. I even had a little time to take a ride on the motorcycle for a bit, got it inspected, and came back home, went back to work again. Enjoyed it though, great day today. And I like your forecast for next week. That really does sound good.
Let's hope it pans out. Yeah, the garden is it's getting to be that time. I'm gonna till it up tomorrow. The only thing I'm planting here next few days will probably be some garlic, because I forgot to get to it in the fall. But it won't be long. We'll start putting everything in the garden.
Okay, boy, that sounds good. I know it. We've been starting some plants by seeds, and they're coming up. They're a little slow going this year for some reason. I don't know if the seeds are a little old or, you know, just not quite up to par, but little by little they're starting to sprout up, so maybe we'll have something in time to stick them in the garden and hope they grow. Okay, Jeff, good report. Glad to hear you. Always a pleasure. This is N5ALW looking for additional check-ins. Are there any comments, queries, or late check-ins at this time? Hearing none, I'll now close the Black River Valley service net and return the frequency to regular amateur use. I want to thank Jack and Jeff for checking in, and those that listen. 73 to all. This is N5ALW clear.
BC2WI. BC2WI.
For the United County Traffic Emergency Net, act on currently on 145.17 station, 4 act on coming down for you. This is KB2KOGA for act on.
KC2WI.
5AOW, no traffic. Good evening, Mark.
5AOW, I'll be back up. KC2WI, Pete. And N5AOW, Bob. Thank you both for checking in. Do appreciate it. KC2WI, please stand by. I got traffic for you. Any other stations for Octon? This is KB2KOGA for Octon. KC2WI, are you ready for one in your station?
KC2WI, ready.
Okay, this is the Octon report for April. Let me find out what number we're going to use here for... okay, here we go. 475 routine, number 475 routine. KA2ZZ 10, Liverpool, New York. May 1, going to Pete, KC2WI, break. April Octon report, stations. 887, stations 887. Traffic 213, sessions 30, 73 break mark, KB2KOGA, assistant net manager Octon. And the end of the traffic, how'd you do, Pete?
I copied it 100%.
Okay, very good. May thank you for your support of Octon. So it looks like I only got about one more here to give. It comes in here, N2WBX. I got two more. I got KD2AIT. Okay, are there any other stations for Octon? This is KB2KOJ for Octon. Final call for stations with or without driver. There's nothingness. Want to thank everyone for checking in. Do appreciate it. And we'll say 7-3 to all. Hope everyone has a good evening. And I hope to hear everyone tomorrow night. KB2KOJ is clear.